Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Spec Slip on Monday, the whatever it is. What is it? The 12th? Useless, and I. Sorry, I'm late. I've had stuff on today. Things come up, and I won't keep harping on about my issues, but it's just been a couple of those weeks at the minute. Hopefully, it sorts itself out, and I can crack on. Okay, lovely winner for the Golf Guru last night. I think he was 60 points down in May. Obviously, I would imagine people giving up. And he gets a 45-1 winner across the line. He's been holding his own, and he's now into a nice profit, which is great for the year, and shows the value of that long-term thinking. I know some people got bigger prices on Betfair on Reed. Golf betting really is and sort of the epitome of understanding the game. You're back in 40-50-1 shots, and yet people give up after 3 weeks. So it was a fantastic winner, and I'm pleased some of you made money. I saw Suxy bag nearly a grand. Must be taking me out for dinner, Paul. Right, I've got a few bits for today, and that's it. I'll get on because we're running out of time. I didn't even realise the time. Apologies. I'll be back to normal, hopefully, by the middle of this week. I've got two trades for you in the 345 at Cataract. Rasil Assad, we've done this one before. Currently about 6.6. Royston French on board. Bit unlucky last time. And I think that is going to go and get the trade, if not the job done today. It is up against half decent type in Medellin, but I think Rasilad is going to give this a good run today. And I'm, like I say, fairly certain. I'm very confident that this will trade comfortably, sort of 30% from the 6.6. But back it, usual practice, back it just before the off. And trade in play, Rasil Assad in the 345, and then one late tonight, 8:50 at Wolverhampton, jockey in great form, Say Nothing, PJ McDonald, ran on heavy last time, but back on the all-weather tonight, and I think that should go well. So Say Nothing, a 25% trade in the 8:50 at Wolverhampton. So that's the two horses. Just while I dig the football, what about the old United game, eh? Yesterday, Lampard out. I said at the time, I don't know why he went there. I just think it's a hide-into-nothing job at the minute. Yeah, they had plenty of the ball in United, ain't great, but you get results like that, you're on the back foot, and it's not a club where they hold on to managers. He could have had his pick in about a year, 2 years' time. He could have gone there when it was all sorted and the transfer business over. I just think he's put himself behind the eight ball with that job. I did see on, I don't know whether it was on Twitter, but saw somewhere somebody started Lampard out already. It's very unusual for that just to go for an unproven manager. I know he's big with the fans, but one season at Derby doesn't set you up, does it? Okay, I've got a... I have got a over 2.5 after sort of 10 or 15 minutes in Denmark. It's looking kickoff time, 6 o'clock it kicks off. Sonderjysk versus AGF. Sonderjysk versus AGF. Currently about 1.7, 1.8. Let it get to 2 in play if no goals, and back over 2.5. Drip it in over sort of 15 minutes from that moment it hits 2.0, and trade out as the goals go in. That is Sonderjysk versus AGF at 6 o'clock, over 2.5. And I'm just checking one more for you, which is in Sweden. Be glad this week we get some all the proper football other than Italy up and running this week. Got some good stuff to come. Can't wait. It seems to have taken an ever. Always takes forever to get going the season, doesn't it? And this is first half goal here. IFK Gothenburg versus Falkenberg. 20 minutes if it's 0-0. Drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. IFK Gothenburg, Falkenberg. 0-0 20 minutes over that sort of 10-15 minute period. Drip lay under 0.5 first half goals. Goal goes in, you're done. So it's Gothenburg for the First half goal, Sander Jysk in Denmark for over 2.5, but let it get to 2.0 in play. If an early goal, knock it on the head. Rasila Salad for a trade, and at 8.50 at Wolves, the say nothing. That is it today. I think I've got a difficult day tomorrow, just with things that are happening, but I will be back to normal hopefully by Wednesday. I know I've got a few things to sort out for people. I'll deal with it then. Can't be helped at the minute. I've just got stuff on. So I will get that done. And hopefully, yes, come Wednesday onwards, we'll be in good shape, back to normal. Settle down. See, this is what happens when you've got dogs and people being ill and this, that and the other. See, I haven't had a holiday for, I don't know, a year and a half now. Right, enjoy yourselves. Not a horrible day. Pissing with rain here. Have a good Monday afternoon. Hope those tips come in for you. Ultimate members, I'll update all the results and everything in the members area tomorrow, and see if there's any midweek football. I genuinely haven't even looked at that yet, but I'll do all that in the morning as normal. Have a good Monday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.